This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Friday the Justice Department is preparing to release a redacted version of the special counsel's confidential report on the Russia investigation soon. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Attorney General William Barr plans to deliver to Congress a version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation by mid-April. Barr sent a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman Gerald Nadler on Friday. Graham chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nadler chairs the House Judiciary Committee. In his letter, the Attorney General says he wants the public to be able to read Mueller's findings. Barr says the Mueller report is nearly 400 pages long. Mueller submitted his confidential report to Barr on Friday, March 22nd. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump said Friday he will close the southern U.S. border next week if Mexico does not stop illegal immigration, especially the Central American migrants who are making their way through the country. He says the action would help fight against the drugs.
When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it, if Mexico doesn't stop it.
A substantial closure could have a heavy impact on cross-border communities from San Diego to South Texas, as well as supermarkets that sell Mexican produce, factories that rely on imported parts, and other businesses across the U.S. The White House says American and Chinese trade negotiators made progress during candid and constructive discussions in Beijing Friday, and they'll continue talks in Washington next week. They're working to strike a deal to lift tariffs affecting $250 billion of Chinese imports to the U.S. and about $110 billion of American exports to China. This is VOA News. British lawmakers rejected the government's Brexit deal for a third time Friday, leaving the U.K. facing the prospect of a chaotic departure from the European Union in just 2 weeks, with political leaders in turmoil and the country ill-prepared. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has details.
Now the British Prime Minister's position hangs in the balance. She'd promised to quit if the deal was passed. Now many, even in her own party, are saying her time is up anyway. This is an emotive day for Brexiteers. The day Britain was supposed to leave the European Union. Crowds descended on Parliament, some of them at the end of a Brexit betrayal protest march across England to push their message that Britain must get out, regardless of party politics.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The bloc called an emergency summit of EU leaders for April 10th to decide what to do next. Aid agencies in central Mozambique are recovering more bodies in the aftermath of Cyclone Idai, and now 138 cholera cases have been detected in the city of Beira. VOA's Mohamed Youssef reports.
Aid agencies in the port city are scaling up their operations to feed the hungry and treat the sick. But aid agencies are also finding more bodies, says Mozambique's Land and Environment Minister, Celso Correa.
In terms of a number of loss of lives, we have increased to 493. This is because we're getting information from the villages that we didn't know before. Our main concern now is make sure that we avoid an outbreak of cholera. So we will be vaccinating 800,000 people.
More than 130 cases of cholera have been reported in Beira so far. Meanwhile, areas of Mozambique's cyclone-ravaged coast remain cut off by flooding that left many homeless.
That's VOA's Mohamed Youssef reporting. Pope Francis issued sweeping new sex abuse legislation for the Vatican Friday that requires the immediate reporting of allegations to Vatican prosecutors or face fines and possible jail time. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports.
It just lays out very explicitly certain provisions as to how sex abuse claims should be handled, and what is most significant is that it makes reporting these crimes obligatory.
That's AP's Nicole Winfield reporting. This marks the first time the Holy See has put into law requirements for Catholic officials to report allegations of sex crimes to police. Francis also issued child protection guidelines for Vatican City State and its youth seminary. Algerians took to the streets by the millions for the sixth straight Friday, trying to push their ailing president from power and bring down an entire political system seen as corrupt and out of touch. A crowd broke through a blockaded street, leading to the presidential palace. Otherwise, those protests have been peaceful. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.